from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
All right, I think we're just actually a few minutes away from getting confirmation on that. Good afternoon, everybody. We're all back together. Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller, Donnie Football, to start what is usually the slowest week in sports, but it won't be for us because Paul Skeens is going to start the All-Star game tomorrow, and he is in Arlington, Texas right now where the Rangers play in their nice new stadium, and he has arrived in a full suit. Skeens and I actually... this suit he's wearing, Malzy, Jason Mackey just sent it out. I've seen this suit before.
It's a gray suit with a light gold tie.
Yes. I got a suit tailored from the same exact place.
Oh, congratulations on all your suit tailoring success.
Yeah, I actually have seen this. I saw it. They were already getting the steaming. Do you steam suits or shirts, or do you just iron?
Pony, I take them out of the dryer before they get wrinkles, and then I hang them up. That is my, I am the guy
they
who
were steaming it for him.
They're steaming it.
Yeah. Before he came and picked it up.
Congratulations on having a tailored suit, though.
Well, I want it.
I'm trying to think of where he, I mean, there's only a couple places I can think of in town that he would have gotten this.
I could tell you off the air.
Yeah, I'm not asking you to tell me on the
air.
So
here we go right now.
It looks like, I got to be honest, though. Since we're not naming names, it looks like the suit is slightly tight.
That's the style and the fashion.
No,
now.
It is not.
Oh, yes, it is.
That top button should not be straining the other side
of
that fabric.
Well, it's the way he's bent in that picture.
Okay.
So they have, right now, we've got MLB Network up. This is a different start for us because we're going to go live to this press conference in a couple minutes. Bruce Bochy is sitting down at one table as the American League manager. And then we have Torrey Lovullo, who went on with you on Friday, which I thought was awesome, sitting next to Paul Skeens, and they'll... I would guess.
He was extremely cool, by the way.
I heard.
He compared him
to Michael Jordan.
Just awesome, awesome dude to talk to.
Donnie has this audio up in his producer's booth. What are they talking about right now? Are they just going through kind of pleasantries and introductions for the most part?
It sounds like they just asked Bochy about Corbin Burns, who will start for the American League.
Ah,
Bochy needs to wear a hat at all times.
He has a massive head. That's a gigantic head. There aren't many hats that fit that head, Chris.
I know. He's a size 8 head. He has a bigger head than me. But he
size 8?
Yeah.
That's confirmed?
Yeah, he wears like an 8 or an 8.5.
What do you wear?
7 5/8.
Don?
Yeah, I think it's like 7 3/8. Maybe
Craig Riley has the smallest head I've ever seen. He's like a 6 3/4 head or something like
I'm
that.
I'm a straight up 7. I'm on the smaller head side.
The biggest head in professional sports I've ever seen is, remember Kevin Mensch?
Yep.
He wore like a size 8.5 cap.
Outfielder for the Rangers.
Just a big bowling ball stuck on
so
a neck.
I'm guessing Donnie's listening when they ask Bochy about the American League lineup. You can pod that up and we'll try to get that live as he gives you the top of the order for the American League. We think it'll have Judge. We think it'll have Soto. We think it'll have Gunnar Henderson. We'll wait to hear him, and then we'll get to the Paul Skeens part of this, too, in a minute. Bob Nightingale, did you see this nugget from Nightingale on Skeens today in the USA Today? Bob Nightingale, not a man of many words. He'll come on our show.
Oh, he's an abrupt answer ender.
He gives very short answers, so we don't really have him on that much. He writes, he is
an abrupt
usually
answer.
Has good information, but he gives you fun size answers. He's not Mr. Excitement on the air. He wrote this today. If Chris Sale did not start yesterday, by starting it made Sale ineligible for the All-Star game, Malzy. I don't know if you knew that.
I did know that, yes.
He may have been their choice to start for the NL, Diamondbacks coaches say.
I had heard that too.
D-backs coaches would have picked Sale over Skeens.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, It's likely Major League Baseball would have overruled Lovello and made Skeens the starter anyway.
My reaction, if that is true, that little nugget, because I heard the same thing. I saw the same thing, Pony. Good for Major League Baseball if that's what they would have done. This is an entertainment product. It's an exhibition game. Chris Sale is not some guy who's never had any career highlights. He is one of the more well-established, well-traveled, and for a while was like truly elite of the elite pitchers, and is again this year in baseball. Paul Skeens is the hottest thing going in the sport and by extension really in sports right now. He is a bigger deal than anything that's happening.
Yep.
Wimbledon's over. The Open Championship isn't till later this week. You've got like a two-day bubble where this guy
Mazi, I'm
going to
cut you off. Here's Lovello talking right now, much like he did with you about Paul Skeens.
A no-brainer, and I was just trying to make sure that I hit the sweet spot and hit it right. I wanted to be situationally aware of some of the other great arms that were possibilities. But Paul's everything right about this game. You mentioned youthfulness, and he just got drafted. The youthfulness of the All-Star game, and it just, you know, his ability to balance what he's had to go through over the past year has been amazing. He does it with humility, and he does it very, very well. So to me, it became more and more clear as the day neared, and I couldn't be more honored to be sitting next to him right now.
Paul, first of all, congratulations and welcome. I know there was a lot of noise around whether or not you would be the starting pitcher for this game. Now that it's finally settled in, how are you feeling?
It's pretty dang cool to, you know, even be in this position to be at the All-Star game in the first place, and just super grateful to be getting the opportunity to start it. So thank you, Skip, and
for sure.
Yeah, super excited.
Yeah, Skeens just the fifth rookie starter to start in the Midsummer Classic. We would now like to open up questions to the media. Yes, you, sir. And do we have a microphone being passed around?
Thank you. One for Torrey and one for Paul, please. For Torrey, how did you come up with the idea to reveal your starting pitcher? Was that inadvertent or a last-minute plan, improvised? What happened there?
It was a combination of both. It was a last-minute plan that was certainly improvised. I'd been in contact with Michael Hill. I let him know what my decision was the day before the announcement. And as I watched him deal and throw seven no-hit innings, it became something I couldn't wait to tell the world. But Michael said, hey, let's do this. He's going to be on the Dan Patrick Show. Why don't you just butt in on their time, and we'll just make it as fun and playful as possible. So Dan Patrick was a huge fan. I was a big fan of his, and I was actually shocked he even knew my name, and I kind of had my 2 minutes with him and Paul. It worked out perfect.
Thank you. And for Paul, I wonder if you have a memory or two of your days at El Toro, things you guys did for fun, and whether you thought you'd ever be sitting here, given that you didn't pitch a whole lot there until your last year.
Yeah, I played baseball for fun there. No, it was, you know, just being able to be in high school and play baseball was fun. Play with the, you know, teammates and guys that I grew up with since I was, you know, 4 or 5 years old. Being there, but yeah, I caught most of the time that I was at El Toro and started pitching really my junior senior year. Just had fun with it.
Looks like we have another question. You, sir, do you have a microphone? Yes.
I have something for Paul. Paul, a year ago when you were drafted first overall, what was your sort of expectation for where you would be a year from then?
Yeah, it was pretty broad and general, I think. Just, you know, the goal is to be in the major leagues and to be, you know, hopefully an effective big league starter by this time, which is, you know, whether that was going to happen or not. At the time, I had to make some adjustments and get better, and that was a big focus of the offseason. And, you know, obviously being here now, I think that's just a product of, you know, doing it one day at a time and having good coaches and good people around me. And but yeah, I didn't necessarily think I'd be here.
I'm sure you'll also be throwing that splinker tomorrow. Tell us a little bit about how you learned that pitch and what makes it such a good weapon for you.
Yeah, I had a sinker grip that I was throwing last year at LSU and kind of started fooling around with it between when I you know, the college season wrapped up and when I was going to report to the complex after the draft, and just figured out a different cue for it. Started throwing it and got command over it, and then, you know, the last part of that is just throwing it to hitters and seeing how they react to it.
Yeah, it seems like the arsenal continues to evolve. You, sir? Or ma'am, I'm so sorry.
Hi, Paul. Your strength is throwing fastball. So how many miles per hour do you want to throw this All-Star game?
I don't know. At least 100, hopefully.
100? Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. That was a great question. I mean, you got to hit triple digits, yeah. Right? Yes, in the white.
Hey, so Caroline with House of Highlights, you're bringing a lot of new, young fans to the game that maybe didn't have the interest before, and it's awesome to see. You're getting a lot of comparisons to being the Wemby of the NBA. How does that make you feel? Thoughts, comments, you agree, disagree?
I don't know that I agree or disagree with that. I don't watch the NBA at all. I know who he is, but I don't know a whole lot about him as a player.
They call him, they think he's going to be a generational talent.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's, you know, it's an honor, but, you know, I'm 11 starts in, and you know, here we are now, but hopefully there's a lot more time that I can play this game.
Perfect. Thank you.
A lot of humility, that team first mentality. Yes, Barry?
Hey, guys. One for Torrey and one for Paul. Torrey, how much of the history did you know about MLB passing on Strasburg in 2010, not putting him on the All-Star team, and then the matter of you starting Paul? I know you have a background, an historic background on things.
Yeah, I love the history of baseball, and that reminds me, I just want to give a shout-out to my 92-year-old mom, who I know is watching right now. I love you, Mom. Thank you for teaching me the game the way you did. But I enjoy the history of this game, and for me, it's what makes it great and what makes it so special. And I was aware of some of the situation with Strasburg. The fact that he was named an All-Star and placed on this team made so much sense to me from the beginning. And then when I had a chance to make this decision, he was the early target. And I wanted to just make sure that the world got a chance to see him. And this, we're going to be on the biggest stage tomorrow, and I am here to support and promote Major League Baseball the best way I know how. And, you know, back to the question a few seconds ago, he is potentially a generational talent, and I want to give him every opportunity to go out there on this stage and show everybody what he can do.
Hey, Paul, you know the history, perhaps, of Strasburg and a lot of pitchers who threw with such high impact. You've got one guy on your team now, Jared Jones, is on the IL. What are you doing to protect yourself? And what are the Pirates doing to keep you healthy and doing what you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, our trainer is at the All-Star game too, so he's pretty dang good. I think it's just a matter of learning the game and learning what works for you. You know, there's going to be growing pains as you grow up in this game, not just now, but you know, since I was, you know, started pitching in you know, high school and college too. So I think just a matter of building a good base, you know, being strong and you know, doing everything you know is right, and then just letting it fall where it may.
In the corner.
Paul, piggybacking on that, given the fact that you didn't throw early, you didn't grow up a pitcher, how much has that helped your arm, you think? And what advice do you have for young pitchers who throw a lot of innings early to get where you are?
Yeah, I mean, the way that I kind of look at it is just building volume as a whole, when whether that's on your arm, your body, because you need it all throughout the course of a season. So I think, you know, I grew up catching, and that's a lot of volume on your body. That's a lot of throws you're making, too. So I don't know what the...
I would say, is the torque different, though? I mean, you're not, you know, doing all that as a catcher, you know. And you clearly have a live arm now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, moving right is I think, the first part of that as a pitcher, just moving efficiently, moving healthy. And then, you know, figuring out how your body is and getting strong and mobility, like everything matters. So I don't know. I haven't thought too much about kind of the amount that I've been pitching over the last, you know, 6 or 7 years, just because that's kind of when, and before that also, because I've kind of just started pitching, you know, in the last 6 or 7 years, really. But I think you know, building volume on your body is important. And I might not be the best guy to ask for this, but that's kind of how I look at it.
Thank you.
Over here, when you go seven innings over here without giving up a hit, what were your feelings about coming out that day?
You know, you want to finish the game. You want to be able to finish what you started, not just in that outing, but every game that you pitch. So, I am, you know, a 22-year-old where I am, and the whole story, I think, has been about, you know, workload management and managing my volume this year. So, and then, you know, frankly, you know, Shelty said that I looked tired when he was talking to me in the dugout, and as he was watching me, and that's, you know, kind of how I felt a little bit too. I was laboring. It was 60 plus pitches in the first three innings. That's, you know, there are going to be those outings, and kind of sucks that it landed on an outing like that. But I'm, you know, all for it if it means that I get to pitch all year.
You're listening to Paul Skeens All-Star Game press conference here on 93.7 The Fan.
One moment in your mind that convinced you to switch from catching to pitching?
They stopped putting me in BP groups. I don't know, because I went to LSU and I stopped catching, but I was hitting still, and I wanted to keep hitting as long as I could. But the upside on the mound, I think, was a lot better than the upside hitting, so kind of gave it up. And I wasn't too broken up about it, because we had the opportunity to win a national championship, and you know, we ended up doing it. So I think it was worth it.
And getting back to the splinker. Do you remember, did you just play with the grips on your own? Did one of the coaches help you? How did that process develop?
It was a grip that I was, you know, how I was holding the ball did not change, but the way I was releasing it and what I was feeling as I released it changed a little bit, and I just kind of discovered it on one random throw, and then I just kept doing it, just kind of playing around.
So you were just playing around on your own, what, in the bullpen at school? Or
just playing catch.
Thank you.
Easy enough. Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm Carlos Varga from Me Gusta Los Deportes. Who's going to replace Carlos Correa and Luis Arraez?
I get the Correa question. Yes, Coach.
Yeah, Corey Seager.
Corey Seager.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got Corey right now.
And Luis Arraez?
Yeah, at this point, I think we're neutral. We're not exactly sure. Last night when I talked to Michael Hill, we weren't sure if he was or he was not going to be playing, so we haven't made that decision yet.
Okay. Thank you.
Fluid situation. Yes, sir, in the front.
Hi, Dave Stevens with Your Home TV and the Gary Stein and Stevens Show. And Bruce, we haven't left you out of this conference much, but I wanted to ask both you and Tori, do you get to manage very much in this, or are you like a little league manager and you got to make sure each kid gets to play? I mean, what are your thoughts going into this and dealing with egos and everybody that wants to get on in the game?
Yeah, I'll be honest, it's a little bit of both, because you're trying to, you know, get everybody involved. You want them to get some time in the game, but at the same time, you still want to go out there and try to win a ball game. And no, it's not dealing with egos. These guys, they'll do whatever you want for the most part. I'm lucky to be, you know, this is my fifth time. I've never had anybody tell me, I only want to do this or do that. Just tell me what you need. And so, you know, it's a fun game to manage, but it is managed in a different way. There's no getting around it. You got to, you know, be concerned about the pitchers, their pitch count. You know, one important role that we have is to send a guy back healthy to his club, so we have to think about that too.
Yeah, I echo all those answers. First of all, I'm actually honored to be up here. Boach is the managerial goat for sure. So the fact that I get a chance to manage against him again in this stage is an honor for me. And I'm honored to be the manager for the National League All-Star team. And my biggest responsibility is to make sure that everybody plays. They're here to play. They've earned that honor. And it probably gives me the most stress as to how to get everybody in there. I know there potentially could be a ninth inning pitcher that doesn't get that inning. I'm dreading having to figure that out, who that is. So there's a few things that give me stress, but I want to give everybody a chance to play, and I'm going to do my best to do that.
Quick follow-up for Paul. Do you miss that there's a DH now? Would you want to get your rakes in?
Yeah, that would be cool. I've gotten a couple bats over the last few days, and I'm itching to use them. A couple batting gloves, too, but there's no helmet in my locker, so that's not happening.
Ben Sherrington and Sheldy, that ain't going to happen, I promise.
They're at home. They're like, what?
Swinging the bat.
Yes, in the green. Paul, how would you say that you use your splinker with your four-seam fastball? Do you see it as another fastball option, or do you use it more for velocity separation the way you would maybe use a changeup but sort of just at a higher velocity?
Yeah, I call it a sinker. Everybody else, I think, calls it a splinker, but that's kind of how I view it, is just having a different fastball, different shape, and kind of forces hitters to choose between, you know, one or the other. So. Yeah, and it's fluid. I'll use it differently every single outing.
And one quick one for Bruce and one for Paul. Hey, Bruce, growing up on Army bases your whole life with your dad in the Army, what does it mean to you to have Paul pitch in this game, having served 2 years at the Air Force Academy?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool, you know, when you have a guy that went to the Air Force Academy, and I've been there. I mean, what a beautiful place. I'm sure he learned a lot from there. I mean, he can answer a lot better than me, and I'm sure on the discipline part and all that. But, you know, being an Army brat, I have so much respect for anybody that's done anything with the service and their sacrifices that they had to make for this country. So it's pretty cool that he did spend some time there.
And, Paul, for you, can you tell how excited the cadets are at the Air Force Academy, and were you going to try to help recruit other kids to the academies?
Yeah, I think it's important to, you know, bring as many eyes as possible to the academies, because I think, you know, looking at my team, I was in my recruiting class at the Air Force Academy. I think I might have been the only one who sought out the Air Force Academy. Everybody else got recruited and kind of had to be convinced or you know, explained to them what the Air Force Academy is and what it's all about, so which tells me that people don't know about it as much as they should. So I have a couple folks that are in my, you know, class from the Air Force Academy who just graduated that live around here that are coming to the game tomorrow, which will be cool. My coach is coming to the game tomorrow, and so it's exciting to be, you know, kind of labeled as an Air Force guy, because that is such a big part of my background, I think. Obviously, there's Griffin Jacks with the Twins who actually graduated from the academy, but, you know, and then there are guys from the other service academies also that are in the big leagues right now. So I think it's important to bring as many eyes as possible to that, just so that as many people know about it and know about their opportunities as possible.
Thank you.
Yes. Matt Ayle?
Yeah, hey Bruce. What might be your plans for your relief corps, including Mason Miller, and what are your thoughts about him, and could he end up being your closer, or do you have another idea?
Yeah, Mike Maddox will be here later today, and we'll talk about the pitching plan. You know, you have to have it mapped out, and you have to have guys getting up to maybe help guys who might be going through a stressful inning there. So as far as closing the game, you know, could be, of course, you know, Classe, but, you know, Kotze's here, so he'll be in my ear, trust me on that one. And really, it's, you know, nine innings that we have to be prepared to go through, so it's not like I can use a lot of guys. I need to save somebody in the eighth and ninth, so you can figure on him or Class A, depending on the score.
Yeah, Paul, first of all, do you like pitching in indoor stadiums? And also, if you look at the American lineup, who are you looking forward to facing?
I think I've only pitched in one indoor stadium, and I enjoyed it. That was my last outing. I don't know a whole lot about it. I don't know what the differences are. Maybe it's a little more humid or something like that, but I'll feel it out today and tomorrow, and just kind of see where we're at. I don't mind being out of the 100 degree heat right now, but yeah, we'll see. I don't know that I have a preference yet. Looking at the lineup, yeah, there are no breaks there. There's no free outs. I mean, it is the All-Star game, but yeah, looking forward to attacking them each head on. It's going to be cool.
It should be very entertaining. Yes?
Butch, I know there have been a couple of times this year when we've walked into your office after games or before games.
All right, so we'll leave that there. Last one.
I wanted to hear what Boach was saying. Come on, I wanted to hear Boach.
How fast are you going to throw the ball?
100
was the question.
At least.
Do you like indoor stadiums?
Was it Carlos Baerga, the Carlos Baerga, who was asking that question? Cleveland second baseman?
I don't
baseman?
Think so. Because
Mets second baseman?
I think you identify yourself as former major leaguer at that
but
point.
But what if he just says, I'm Carlos Baerga, people ought to know?
But he gave the name of the entity. I think he gave the news organization after
what
that.
If Carlos Baerga, former major leaguer, loved journalism and sports journalism and is now a newsman?
I thought he was dead. I think you might have stepped
There's
into
no
this,
way
Chris.
I pulled a pony and
I think you...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fan Outlines presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider. You just heard us carry Paul Skeens' All-Star Game press conference live, thanks to MLB Network there. And he got asked a lot of questions about his splinker, about his high school career, about the NBA that came up. He said he's not an NBA guy. His way of preventing injury, that was a hot topic as well. Got asked a couple questions about that. During the break, he was asked about, or the manager of the NL was asked about how long they expect Paul to pitch in this game, and they are capping it at 1 inning. And so the American League lineup has come out. Stephen Kwan of the Guardians is going to lead off. Then
Gunnar
Henderson of the Orioles, their star shortstop.
Juan Soto.
Juan Soto, 3.
Aaron Judge, four. Do we want to see somebody get on base so that he can see all three of those big bats?
Yeah, I'm perplexed as to why wouldn't they set the lineup up Henderson, Soto, Judge to make sure that Judge
I don't know, because Kwan's hitting 350 and they figure 2 out of 3 ain't bad like Meatloaf used to sing.
Okay, well, does that...
Yeah, Stephen Kwan does not move the needle, Pony,
no,
I am aware.
Yes.
And for all the rest of this, it's been about needle moving. So
yeah,
yes,
it's
they
like
should
the
have
National
done it
League
that way.
It's like the National League is in on the idea of getting eyeballs and getting publicity and making this a big moment.
Stephen Kwan's a starter in this game, and he is currently leading the entire major leagues in hitting. Pony,
great.
Just humor me. It would be what if he doesn't hit first in their lineup? He's not a power hitter. Then he has to hit what, ninth, presumably. They would probably see it as a slap in the face to the literal leading hitter in all of Major League Baseball that he has to hit ninth because they want to make sure they...
Well, okay, but he's not Ichiro or Tony Gwynn here.
I'm just telling you.
He's led baseball in hitting for 90 games. It's not like they're disrespecting
You've got to root for one of those guys to get on base?
The whole point of Skeen starting is that we want to see him, at least I want to see him, face Aaron Judge. Now there's no guarantee of that happening. Hit Judge ahead of Soto. How about that? Flip him. Have Judge bat third and have Soto hit cleanup.
I think people wanted to see him face Soto, though, too. I think Henderson's the one you could have, I guess, moved if you were going to have Stephen Kwan get his just due.
Just that part of it I don't get. I mean, we started the show before we went to the press conference with a report from one of baseball's biggest insiders that the literal commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred, was going to tell Torey Lovullo that he was not allowed to start Chris Sale and that it needed to be Paul Skeens. Where was Rob when Bruce Bochy put his lineup out there?
Guess he can't tell Bruce what to do. Bruce is the GOAT.
Yeah, so I want a Judge matchup. If he has to intentionally walk Soto to put a runner on and get to Judge, I'm all
no,
for it.
No, what you want is Stephen Kwan to actually get a hit so that he can actually just go against those three mano a mano.
No, I don't want him to get a hit because I want the first.
Because then that would validate Stephen Kwan? Or no, you want the first batter to be a strikeout?
I want Brad Penny at the All-Star game here. I want Pedro Martinez in Boston in 99. I want Skeens to get up there and just blow
102
splinker. And then
I got bad news for you. Stephen Kwan has struck out a grand total of 25 times
perfect.
All year.
It'll be even more impressive. Now I'm happy that Kwan is leading off. Because if he's the guy that can't be struck out, well, then Skeens will do it. And that will, for the real, well, the hardcore baseball fans will get it. But the casual fan will be like, Stephen who? Is he related to Michelle Kwan? Who
do
is
we
this
like
guy?
His nickname, the Chosen Kwan?
No, we don't.
Donnie kind of smirked at it.
We're still workshopping Skeens nicknames. I've settled on Air Force One.
Whose was that? You didn't come up with it. Somebody else did.
Well, yeah,
you adopted it.
When he got called up, we've taken calls on what his nickname should be for
I don't think he,
months.
I actually
you
don't
wanted
think
to
he
call
needs
the gas
nickname.
Station.
I don't think he needs one now. He's so dominant, you should be like, oh, crap, we have to face Paul Skeens. Like, it should just be that's how you respect him. You say his entire name every time. His nickname, Paul Skeens.
He did admit that he felt tired at the end of the Brewers game, which gives Shelton
cover.
Some cover. Exactly.
Unless he's just staying exceptionally on message. But I guess I can believe it because the weird part about that game was he was throwing stuff late and they were swinging at everything and just giving him quick innings. They weren't hitting it hard, but that doesn't mean it wasn't in the zone. Obviously it was because they were taking rips at it.
It didn't look tired to me.
I think he is so polished, though, that he knows it's a bad sign. It's a bad move if he pushes back hard and, you know, says anything other than I would have liked to have finished the game. He and Jones both, I pointed this out while you were out last week, they both seem very good at publicly taking sort of the party line on that specific sort of thorny issue. Now, we know that Jones is on the DL, but before he was asked after that game when they lifted him, Pony, could you have kept pitching? And he said, yeah, but it would have been a bad idea. And they have both stuck to their guns and stuck to the Pirates kind of company line when it's come to them being healthy and them pitching all year.
I think that is a direct result of one of the questions that came up in this press conference. I think for Skeens, a lot of it is his military background. You're just trained when you come from a military family and then you go into an academy like the Air Force. You respect your authority. You're a subordinate. That's your boss. You don't really push back on your boss. You respect your boss. Maybe that'll change with him when he's in his mid-20s or late-20s. I guess it probably will. Which gets me to one of my favorite stories about the Pirates.
Yes.
I'm not going to name the person, the player. Guy gets to the Pirates, gets called up, looks around the clubhouse and says, oh my God, there is an unbelievable amount of a-holes in here. I can't believe how many a-holes are in this locker room. Can you do me a favor? If I ever start acting like this, can you let me know? He says this to a reporter. Reporter says yes. 2 years later, hey, so-and-so, you know, you're starting to act like a, and before he can get the sentence out of his mouth, the guy chirps back, shut the F up.
Man.
Yeah.
That's grim. At the end of the day, that's very grim.
Well, some of those early 2000s Pirates teams were not only bad on the field, but they were not exactly the...
Man, I can't think
they were
of...
not exactly the... how do I say this?
The friendliest and easiest to root for, guys. You can just say this. Brian Giles, world-class a-hole. Jason Kendall, world-class a-hole.
I can't say that about Jason. He's very good to us. He'll come on the show from time
to
time.
But was he not known as a sandpapery guy when he played?
Yes, he... Oh.
I'm talking about the Jason...
So coarse, that sandpaper.
I am talking about the Jason Kendall who was in that locker room. Not the one who came on with us and was fun in an interview pony. I'm talking about you walk into that clubhouse every day. Was Jason Kendall particularly friendly to be around?
He was not warm and fuzzy. I know that he confronted several people.
Thank you.
Ninth pick of the 2024 MLB draft, the Pittsburgh Pirates select Connor Griffin, a shortstop from Jackson Prep School in Flowood, Mississippi.
50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Peters. Just one of the many dumb things that baseball does. If the NFL draft was going on right now, that would be all we would be doing. It would be nonstop draft analysis. We would be so deep into it. Major League Baseball, while Paul Skeens is talking about starting the All-Star game a year after being drafted, baseball is conducting its draft right now. It's not on MLB Network because they're showing, as they should, the All-Star game festivities.
Yeah, but
I don't know where the draft stuff is, though. I mean, where
it
like
it's different than the NFL draft, though, because Paul Skeens is a history maker being in the All-Star game after being 1-1 the previous year.
Right.
Most of these guys are 3 to 5 years away.
I understand
bare
that.
Bare minimum.
Does the NHL still airs its draft on its network?
And you make it a point to catch that draft?
I do not watch it, but I'm just saying.
Maybe they should put it on MLB Network 2, Electric Boogaloo.
It goes to show you how.
I just think
for
that,
us, it really, unless the Pirates have a top pick.
If it's not a guy like a Skeens or a Strasburg when he was coming out in his draft year, it's a non-entity for all but the most hardcore fans, I think.
But why not just do it on an off day like Thursday and just have it the whole day?
Well, I agree with that.
Instead of competing with the All-Star game stuff.
I agree with that.
Just start the draft at noon like the NFL used to do on Saturday and just have them draft all 20 rounds like we all do with our fantasy league where you're just sitting around 7 hours in like, when is this going to end?
We had a slow draft in my one dynasty league and it was last week while you were out, so I was very focused on the tasks at hand. Let 8 full hours go by without making like an 8th round pick in a rookie draft.
And they got pissed?
Well, finally, there was just a text like, make a pick, damn it. And I had no idea I was even up.
So the Pirates drafted the best high school baseball player with the 9th pick. His name is Connor Griffin.
Connor with a K.
Don't see a lot of those.
Can't we just go C-O-N-N-O-R, folks? Do we have to start throwing the K's in there?
I'm not a big fan of people that take names and try to make them original by altering the conventional spelling of them to try to get the kid's name to stand out.
I'm surprised his name wasn't K-O-N-N-Y-R.
Yeah, something ridiculous like that. Connor with a K.
Nice, solid Andrew, a Donald, a Chris in here, a Christopher. What's wrong with that?
Well, like, what if your name was Chris, K-H-R-I-S, like the old Chris Davis outfielder?
Chris Middleton.
Another good one.
Wait, wasn't Chris Davis, was he K-H-R-Y-S?
No, I don't think there was a Y.
I think there's a K-H-R-Y-S Chris out there, too.
Here is ESPN's biggest draft expert. His name is Kylie McDaniel. On the Pirates pick.
He looked like Jack Flaherty. He's way better at hitting than being a pitcher. He's a top 50 pick as a pitcher. He's probably not going to pitch a pro ball at all. I think he's Fernando Tatis Jr. He's 6'4", 210. Might be a double plus runner with double plus power, a double plus arm. Might be a shortstop. If not, then it's center. If it's not center, you can stick him in right. He'll be good over there too. The question here, you can see that 45 on the hit tool. That's the question. Scouts think and some data guys think. The video guys think. The swing's a little bit long. Most people think it is fixable, but spending this much money on a guy that you're not sure he's going to hit scares some teams off. This could be the face of the franchise perennial all-star if it hits. Could be a guy that is seen as a bust if he doesn't. It all hinges on that, in which case he'll probably go be a pitcher and is probably a big leaguer as a pitcher too.
Okay, so he's good enough to pitch in the major leagues. He reminded this guy of Jack Flaherty, who's having a great year. Remember him with the Cardinals?
Yes.
He would compared him to Fernando Tatis Jr., who was in the All-Star game. I believe he might even be
double plus
starting
runner,
in right
double
field.
Double plus arm, double plus power.
But he already is admitting there that scouts think his swing needs fixed.
Billy, this is
they
Connor Griffin.
They think it's fixable. He's boom or bust.
He's got every tool you'd want. The only problem is he could be a great hitter. The only problem is his swing might need to be completely overhauled.
Too long.
What's more important
you
to me...
You trust the Pirates to fix guy with broken swing?
No, I don't. I like the principle of taking the best high school like position talent available. I have a very specific thing I hate it when teams do now, especially the Pirates. Stop taking these college bats that are supposedly the best college bat. It worked briefly with Pedro. It has so far been a miserable failure with Henry Davis. College pitchers are a different animal altogether, obviously. I like the principle. You tweeted this. I'll even give you props, and I won't try to pass it off as my own idea. Ben Cherington taking a guy who probably wouldn't be a big leaguer for bare minimum, 3 years, and that was if he was on a rocket ship to the bigs, probably more like 4 or 5, suggests to me Ben Cherington's not worried about losing his job anytime soon. Doesn't it?
Yes, that's why I tweeted it, Chris.
I just think it's strange given some of the complete upheaval there has been, again, in the last week about differing messages coming from the front office versus ownership of this team, that Ben Cherington made a pick that almost screams, everything's cool, we're all good here.
So he can be a shortstop, center fielder, right fielder, or pitcher.
Yeah, he's like a reverse Rick Ankiel if he can't hit and do all...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.